We've been following a very important topic. We've been learning about being human.
我哋一直系讲紧一个好重要嘅系列，关于点样做人。
Some people are bad.
有啲人系坏嘅。
Many people are ordinary.
大部分嘅人咧都系普通嘅人。
Some people are moral.
有一啲人咧系有道德嘅。
But to be truly human is to become spiritual.
但系如果要做一个真正嘅人咧，就要成为一个属灵人。
To be a truly human being is to become spiritual.
要做一个真正嘅人，就系要成为一个属灵人。
We saw last lesson that the man Jesus is the best example of a spiritual person.
上一次我哋又睇到耶稣呢一个人就系一个属灵人嘅最佳典范。
What is a spiritual person like?
咁一个属灵人系点嘅呢？
We only need to ask.What is Jesus like?
我哋只要问一下耶稣系点嘅呢？
Today we want to learn to be spiritual is infinitely higher than being moral.
今日我哋想学嘅咧就系做一个属灵嘅人系远远超过一个道德嘅人。
There is a big, big difference between a person who is morally good and a person who is spiritual.
一个有道德嘅人同一个属灵人咧。是完全不一样。
Today we will look more closely at Jesus the man.
今天我就会细心去看一下耶稣这个人。
We want to see more clearly what a spiritual person is like.
我们想看清楚一点，一个属灵人是怎样的呢？
Let us begin with important words of Jesus.
请我们打开耶稣的一个很重要的教训。
The Gospel of Matthew chapter 5Verses 43 to 48.
马太福音五章四十三至四十八节。
The New Testament Scripture, Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 43 to 48.
马太福音第五章四十三至四十八节。
Jesus says, "You have heard that it was said." You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be children of your Father in heaven. For he, that is God, makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the righteous and on the unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward do you have?Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet only your brothers and your sisters, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. If you look closely at these words,
假如你睇清楚啲呢段说话,
we will find these words are shocking.
你会发觉咧，呢段说话咧系好令人震惊。
And in these words, we will learn being spiritual is different from being a morally good person.
从呢段话咧，我哋就会学得到，做一个属灵人同做一个有道德嘅人系完全唔同嘅。
I will show you from these words that being spiritual is infinitely higher than being moral.
我想从呢一段圣经去解释一下。做一个属灵人是远远超过做一个道德的人。
But to make this lesson easy for you to understand,
但要让今日呢一课咧容易俾你明白。
I like to illustrate the lesson with a very touching story.
我想首先咧用一个好感人嘅故事嚟到做一个示范。
It is a story about a young German girl called Liesel, about 9 to 10 years old when the story happens.
这个故事是关于一个德国的小女孩叫做 Liesel。就是这个故事开始的时候她是九至十岁。
It's a story about this girl Liesel and her foster parents.
这个故事就是关于 Liesel 和她的寄养父母。
In this story, let's simply call her foster father Papa and the mother Mama.
咁以下時間咧，就我講得簡單啲，就稱呢個寄養父母咧為爸爸媽媽。
This story is also about Papa and Mama and a Jewish young man called Max。
呢個故事咧，亦都係關於Liesel嘅 爸爸妈妈寄养父母咧，同埋一个犹太人叫做 Max。
The story takes place during the Second World War in Nazi Germany。
呢个故事发生嘅时候咧，系喺二战时期嘅纳粹德国。
In Germany at that time, Adolf Hitler's program of genocide of the Jewish people has begun。
喺呢个故事嘅时候咧，喺当时呢个时代就系希特拉。開始咗佢依個猶太人嘅種族屠殺。
With evil propaganda, Hitler begins to tell his German people that Jewish thoughts and Jewish books, Jewish people are a moral filth。
咁希特拉向佢人民宣傳咧，猶太人嘅書、猶太人嘅思想就係猶太人人渣嚟嘅。
And this people must be eliminated from Germany。
咁呢一種人咧，一定要從德國剷除。
Also must be eliminated are homosexuals.
咁要剷除嘅亦都有同性戀者。
And also is minority people called the gypsies.
還有一啲少數分子咧叫做吉卜賽人。
Liesel has never seen her father.
Liesel 咧就從來冇見過自己嘅生父。
She doesn't know what happened to her father.
佢唔知道佢嘅生父發生咩事。
She only has her mother and a little brother.
佢只有一個媽媽同埋一個細佬。
Very soon, the little brother dies, leaving only her mother.
咁喺戰爭嘅時期咧，呢一個細佬就死咗，剩翻佢媽媽。
In wartime, the mother feels she has no ability to keep Liesel.
喺戰爭嘅時期，佢媽媽就覺得自己養唔到 Liesel。
At 9 years old, the mother leaves Liesel with a very poor, childless German couple.
喺九歲嘅時候 ，Liesel 咧，佢媽媽就將佢。交咗俾一對好窮嘅夫妻，係呢對夫妻係冇兒女嘅。
But Papa is a good man. Papa begins to teach Liesel how to read and write.
但係呢個爸爸咧係一個好好嘅人，爸爸就開始教 Liesel 點樣閱讀、點樣寫字。
One day there is someone knocking on the door.
但有一日咧，有一個人咧喺度猛敲佢度門。
Papa goes and answers the door.
爸爸就開門。
And he sees Max, a Jewish young man, and Max asks Papa for shelter from Hitler.
開咗道門，見到一個後生仔咧，係一個猶太人，叫做 Max。咁啊 ，Max 咧就求爸爸咧收留佢。
Papa takes him in.
咁爸爸就帶咗入屋。
But Mama is not willing.
但媽媽咧就唔係好想。
Because they are running a very big risk.Hiding a Jew in their house.
因為收藏一個猶太人喺屋企咧，係好危險嘅。
But Papa persuades Mama to agree taking Max in.
但爸爸就勸服媽媽收留 Max.
Because Papa knows Max's father.
因為爸爸咧認識 Max 嘅爸爸。
Both Max's father, a Jew, and Papa used to be in the German army during World War I. They fought shoulder to shoulder.
Max 嘅爸爸咧，同呢個爸爸咧，兩個曾經喺第一次世界大戰嘅時候咧，係戰友，佢哋一齊作戰。
And in one fatal battle, Max's father sacrificed his life so that Papa could live.
咁喺一場戰爭裏邊咧 ，Max 嘅爸爸咧就犧牲咗自己嘅性命，為咗救呢一個爸爸。
Max's father asked Papa to promise him to take care of his family.
Max 嘅爸爸咧就希望呢個爸爸就應承你以後要照顧我嘅屋企人啊。
Very soon, Max also lose his mother because Hitler takes Max's mother away.
咁好快咧 ，Max 連媽媽都冇埋，希特拉咧捉咗佢嘅媽媽。
Because the mother, of course, is also a Jew.
因為媽媽都係一個猶太人。
This is the reason why Papa agrees to take Max in.
就係依個原因咧，爸爸就將呢一個 Max 收留咗。
He has promised his friend to take care of his family。
因為爸爸應承過佢嘅戰友照顧佢嘅屋企人。
So Max ends up sharing the same bedroom with Liesel。
咁結果咧 ，Max 咧同 Liesel 咧就同一間房啦。
A little German girl and a Jewish young man。
一個德國嘅小女孩同埋一個猶太族嘅年青人。
Soon they get talking away。Learns about the other person's life story.
咁就開始傾偈啦，彼此去認識大家嘅故事背景。
Liesel doesn't have her own family anymore.
Lisa 咧就再冇自己嘅家庭。
Only Papa and Mama。
就只有爸爸妈妈。
Max hasn't got his own family also。
Max 咧都冇咗自己嘅家庭。
In this way, Lisa and Max becomes very close friends。
啊，因为呢个缘故咧 ，Lisa 同埋 Max 咧就成为咗好好嘅朋友。
One day, a group of soldiers come to the neighborhood searching basements for hiding Jews.
有一日咧，士兵就嚟到嗰个区，就周围去搜人家嘅地库
，to see whether any German family are hiding away some Jews.
咁就去要去搜下咧，有冇边一个德国嘅家庭系收埋紧一啲犹太人
？The officer almost finds Max in the basement, almost but not quite.
咁個官咧，差啲就搜到 Max 出嚟啦。
After that close call, Max decides to leave the family。
咁呢個緊急嘅事故之後咧，阿 Max 就覺得都係時候應該走啦。
Papa and Mama persuade him to stay, but he would not。
爸爸媽媽就勸佢留低，佢就話唔得。
Because I would be putting your whole family in danger。
因為我再留咧，會連累你哋全家。
Lisa cries。
Lisa 就喊啦。
It's time to say goodbye.
因为要讲再见。
Little Lisa says, "Don't go. You are all I have."
Lisa 就话唔好走啦，我只有你咋。
And Max says to Lisa, "If I don't leave, they will come and take your whole family away."
Max 就同女仔讲，如果我唔走，佢哋会嚟捉你哋全家嘅。
And the little girl says, "But you are our family."
咁呢个女仔就讲，你咪就系我哋嘅家人咯。
When I hear these words, I almost break down in tears.
当我睇到个故事呢一度嘅时候，我差啲想喊啦。
A young German girl calls a Jewish young man, "You are our family."
一个德国嘅女仔叫另外一个犹太族嘅男仔，你就系我嘅家人。
I find this a touching story of love.
觉得呢个系一个好感人嘅爱嘅故事。
This is a story of fellowship in danger.
是在危难之中同甘共苦的故事。
I ask myself, some people are capable of love without believing in God.
我就问我自己，有些人不用信神都可以爱到这个程度。
Do you agree?
你同不同意？
Only people with religious faith are capable of love.
是不是只有一些有宗教信仰的人才可以爱的呢？
The answer is no.
答案就不是了。
Some people are capable of love without faith in God.
有些人没有宗教信仰都可以去爱人。
In this story in Germany, we do not know any one of the characters have faith in God.
在这个德国发生的故事，我不知道他们有冇任何一个人咧系有信心
？But is this love spiritual？
但喺呢个故事里边所提及嘅爱系咪属灵嘅爱呢
？In what way is a spiritual person different from a good person？
一个属灵人同一个有道德嘅人有咩分别呢
？The ultimate question we want to ask today: How does the man Jesus compare with these characters in Lisa's story？
而最终我们今天想问的一个问题就是，对比这个故事里面的人物，耶稣这个人又是怎样的呢？
It is here we want to take a closer look at the words of Jesus.
就是来到这里，我们想看清楚耶稣的教导。
Verse 44, I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you.
44节我们看到，只是我告诉你们，要爱你们的仇敌，为那逼迫你们的祷告。
Jesus says, "Pray for your enemies, love them."
耶稣话你要爱你哋嘅仇敌，为佢哋祈祷。
And then in verse 46, "Do not just love those who love you, but love those who hate you."
然之后46节，唔好净系爱嗰啲爱你嘅人啦，仲要爱嗰啲恨你嘅人。
Now, loving those who love you is exactly the level of love of Papa and Mama in Lisa's story.
爱嗰啲爱你嘅人咧。就正正是故事中爸爸妈妈对人的爱了。
The fact that Papa and Mama are willing to take Max in at great risk is very touching.
爸爸和妈妈愿意冒生命危险来收留 Max， 那已经够了感人。
The standard of such love is quite high.
这种爱的标准是很高的。
But Papa loves because Papa owes his own life to Max's father.
但是爸爸的爱呢，原因是因为他欠了别人的一样东西。
He loved Max because Max's father loved him.
他爱 Max 是因为 Max 的爸爸爱他。
And what about the level of fellowship between Lizzo and Max? It is a fellowship that transcends race.
咁又睇下 Lizzo 同 Max 嘅关系，呢一种关系超越咗种族嘅。
But good though these characters are, they all fall short of these words of Jesus.
但系呢剧中嘅人物咧，全部都系未达到呢段圣经所讲嘅爱仇敌。
They all fall short of loving those who hate them.
他们未达得到去爱一些恨他们的人。
None of them pray for those who hate them.
但他们没有一个人去为了憎恨自己的人祈祷。
In verse 45, only when you love those who hate you, you will become children of your heavenly Father.
在45节耶稣就说，你只有爱你的仇敌，爱那些恨你的人，你才真正成为天父的儿女。
And in verse 48, we see,You must become like God, your Father, perfect in love.
咁喺四十八节我哋就见到，你要好似你嘅天父一样嘅完全，就喺爱里边完全。
Notice Jesus is not just teaching about love.
你留意喎，耶稣唔系净系教爱。
Jesus is explaining to us God's thoughts.
其实咧，耶稣喺度解释紧俾我哋听神嘅思想。
He's telling us what our heavenly Father is like。
佢话紧俾我哋听，我哋天上嘅父嘅思想系点嘅。
What is God like？
神系点嘅呢
？God loves everyone, even the bad。
神爱每一个人，即使系坏人。
Even those who hurt you，
即使系嗰啲伤害咗自己嘅人。
Even your enemies，
包括你嘅仇敌。
God perfect in love。
神。在爱里面是完全。
So from this we can learn that a spiritual person prays for people who hurt him.
所以从这里我们就知道，一个属灵的人就是会为一些伤害了自己的人祈祷。
In another place of the Bible, Jesus the man hanging on the cross on the brink of death said these final words.
在圣经的另一处我们都见到耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候，快要断气之前他说了一句话，
Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing.
天父啊，饶恕他们，因为他们不知道自己所作的。
So what Jesus teaches his disciples, he does it himself.
耶稣怎样教他的门徒，他自己都做到了。
But then we ask, what makes a person pray for his or her enemies?
但是我们会问，是什么会令到一个人为仇敌祈祷呢？
What makes Jesus want to pray for those who hurt him?
是什么会令到耶稣啊想为一些伤害他的人祈祷呢？
What is the motivation behind it?
背后的推动力是什么呢？
Love for every person of the human family.
就是对人类这个大家庭里面每一个人的爱。
Including the bad.
包括那些坏人。
Including the weak.
包括那些软弱的人。
Including the undeserving.
包括那些不配的人。
So that one day they may repent and be changed.
就希望这些人一天会悔改和改变。
So what is behind praying for one's enemy is a big love. A love for every person of the human family.
爱仇敌背后的推动力的就是对人类这个大家庭里面每一个人的爱。
Let's turn to the book of Romans chapter 5 verses 6-8.
我们回去罗马书的第五章。
Romans chapter 5 verses 6-8.
罗马书第五章六至八节。
For while we were still weak,At the right time, Christ, that is Jesus, died for the ungodly. Indeed, rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person, someone might actually dare to die. But God proves his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Last time I said Jesus is the best example of a spiritual person. Here we see the reason.
上一次我讲过，耶稣呢一个人系一个属灵人嘅最佳典范。喺呢度我哋就见到原因啦。
Because Jesus' love for mankind is on the highest level.
因为主耶稣对人类嘅爱呢系达到最高嘅层次。
Jesus died for the bad, the weak.And the undeserving.
耶稣为那些坏人死，为那些软弱的、不配的人死。
When I compare myself with the man Jesus,
我将自己和耶稣这个人比较。
I ask myself, do I ever pray for those who hurt me?
我问自己，我从来有没有为一些伤害了自己的人祈祷？
It's not bad to do good to people occasionally.
做一些善事呢，都不错的。
When you are hurt,You even bear with the offense, and that's not bad.
当你受到伤害的时候，你都去包容咧，都唔错啦。
And maybe you're willing to forgive the person's offense even.
啊，你甚至咧愿意去饶恕对方嘅错添。
But pray for those who harm you.
但系为嗰啲伤害咗你嘅人祈祷。
How many times I ask myself, have I prayed for those who have harmed me?
我好多次都问自己，我有冇为嗰啲伤害咗自己嘅人祈祷？
A spiritual person prays for people who hurt him.
一个属灵嘅人会为一啲伤害咗自己嘅人祈祷。
But to die for the bad and undeserving is much higher a kind of love than praying for the enemy.
但系如果要为嗰啲坏人、软弱嘅人牺牲自己嘅性命咧，哇，咁就更加高层次啦。
I was sad to see the news last week that many people in Ukraine sacrificed their life for a better Ukraine.
上个礼拜我睇到个新闻，令到我好难过。喺乌克兰呢个地方咧，有好多人愿意牺牲嘅性命嚟到换一个自由嘅国家。
I saw the news clip of a beautiful young Ukraine girl called Maria.
有其中一个片段咧，我见到一个年轻嘅女仔叫 Maria。
Her fiancé was killed by sniper's fire.
因为她的未婚夫被杀咗啦。
The two young people were planning to get married and be husband and wife in a new, free Ukraine.
呢对年轻人呢，本来系计划咗，希望喺一个新嘅政府底下会结婚啊，成为夫妇。
But the young man was willing to give his life for the country.
但系呢个后生竟然呢系愿意为佢嘅国家牺牲。
To die for a worthwhile cause. Yes, some people will do it.
去为咗一个有价值嘅号召去牺牲自己啊，好多人都愿意。
But to sacrifice your life for the bad, to sacrifice one's life for the weak and undeserving, just unthinkable.
但系为咗一啲坏人去牺牲自己，去为嗰啲软弱嘅不配嘅人去牺牲自己，呢啲唔可以想象到。
This is love on the highest level.
这个就是爱的最高的层次了。
It is impossible to man without God. Impossible.
没有神的话，人是不可能做得到，不可能。
But for God, all things are possible.
但对神来说，一切都是有可能。
Being spiritual is infinitely higher than being moral.
要做一个属灵的人，是远远超过做一个有道德的人。
The two aren't the same.
这两者是不同的。
No moral person can or is willing to die for bad people.
冇一个有道德嘅人咧，系愿意为一个坏人而死。
Think about it and try.
你细心谂一谂，你自己试下。
This is impossible for man without God.
对人嚟讲，如果你冇神嘅话咧，系冇可能做得到。
A moral person loves those who are good to her.
一个有道德的人只是爱一些对自己好的人。
But a spiritual person prays for those who harm her.
但一个属灵人，他会为到一些伤害自己的人去祈祷。
But Jesus the man gave his life for the bad and the undeserving.
耶稣这个人就为了坏人、软弱的人、不配的人牺牲自己。
Why does Jesus do that?
为什么耶稣会这样做？
How can he do that?
他怎么做到的？
Perfect love motivates Jesus.
这个就是完全的爱推动他。
Jesus loves every human being in the human family.
耶稣爱人类这个大家庭里面的每一个人。
Because he knows God loves everyone.
因为他知道神爱每一个人。
In sacrificing his life, Jesus hopes people might be changed.
耶稣是希望藉着他自己的牺牲，人类会得到改变。
Jesus can love like this because he follows God. Therefore, God's love is able to fill Jesus' heart.
耶稣之所以可以这样爱，是因为他跟从神的道路。所以神的爱就可以充满了耶稣的心。
God is able to love people through Jesus.
神是可以通过耶稣去爱人。
Let's turn back to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 5.
请我们翻开马太福音的第五章。
And in closing, we'll read verses 3 to 7.
我们结束的时候就看一下三至七节。马太福音第五章三至七节。
But please notice, in your Chinese translation, verse 3 is not as accurate as the English translation.
大家请留意，第三节的中文翻译呢，就比不起英文翻译那么准确。
And in a moment, I'll ask Olive, my wife, to read in Chinese, but correctly, following the original Greek.
一会我读的中文呢，就会根据希腊的原文的翻译。
Verse 3 to 7, Jesus says,Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be fulfilled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy.
耶稣就讲，第三节，心灵贫穷的人有福了。因为天国是他们的，哀恸的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰；温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土；饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足；怜恤人的人有福了，因为他们必蒙怜恤。
We may think morally good people are very good.We can't tell the difference between a moral person and a spiritual person.
我哋可能会谂，有道德嘅人咧已经好好啦，好难去分辨一个有道德嘅人同一个属灵嘅人。
Only when you see and understand the words of Jesus,
唯有当你明白耶稣嘅教训
，and only through Jesus' words, you see what God is like.
唯有通过耶稣的教导，你认识得到神是怎样。
And then, as the Bible says, in the light of God, we see light.
就正如圣经所讲，在神的光中，我们必得见光。
I see that I do not have God's kind of perfect love.
只有在神的光的底下，我才会看得到，我根本没有神的爱。
Only when I compare myself with Jesus, do I suddenly realize I fall far short.
就是当我跟耶稣去比较的时候，我就会看到，哇，我远远都达不到。
Compared to Jesus, I'm just nothing.
跟耶稣比较，都乜嘢都冇。
I have no love.
其实我冇爱。
This is the meaning of being poor in spirit.
心灵贫乏的意思就是咁啦，你就觉得我自己一无所有。
Verse 4, Blessed are those who mourn.
第四节，哀恸的人有福了。
I feel sad because now I see I have no love.
我觉得难过，是因为我终于看到自己没有爱了。
At the same time, I also feel sad for the whole mankind.
但是同时间，我也都为了全人类去感到难过。
Now I see no one loves as God loves.
因为我见得到世界上没有一个人能够好像神这样去爱。
Not even moral people.
就是有道德的人都做不到。
This is the meaning of those who mourn.
哀恸的人的意思就是这样。
Those who mourn are those who see light in God's light.
那些懂得哀恸的人呢，就是他们在神的光中见到光。
Verse 6, hunger and thirst for righteousness.
第六节，饥渴慕义。
The word righteousness means God's standard.
义的意思呢，就是讲到神的标准。
In other words, God's requirement of human beings, especially in the area of love.
即是神对人的要求，尤其是在爱这个范畴。
And what is God's standard? What is righteousness?
那神的标准是什么呢？义是什么呢？
Perfect in love.
一个完全的爱。
pray for the person who has hurt you.
为嗰啲伤害你嘅人祈祷。
Don't just forbear with him.
唔好净系忍佢哋。
And if the chance comes, sacrifice yourself for mankind.
假如有机会嘅时候，为人类牺牲。
Those who are poor in spirit, who begin to feel sad for themselves, also hunger and thirst for this kind of righteousness.
那些心灵贫穷的人，又懂得去难过哀恸的人，也都会开始去追求公义。
This means the person determines to follow God's way.
也就是说，这个人已经下了决心去跟从神。
The person wants to make God's perfect love her goal of life.
这个人就是希望将神的完全的爱成为他一个一生人的一个目标。
At this point of time, the person chooses to follow Jesus' way.
在这一刻，这个人去选择了跟从耶稣的道路。
And verse 7, blessed are those who are merciful.
第七节，怜恤人的人有福了。
At this point of time, the person begins to regard other fellow humans with compassion.
在这个时候，这个人就开始对他的同类的人类感到有怜悯。
She begins to regard those who are bad or weak and undeserving with mercy.
他开始对那些坏人、软弱的人或者不配的人害人。
In this way, God can begin to transform us into spiritual people, people who are like Jesus.
咁样，神就开始能够将我哋改变成属灵人，就系、是、一啲好似耶稣嘅人。
I hope you've learned something important about the man Jesus.
我希望今日大家学到一啲好重要嘅嘢，系关于耶稣呢一个人。
I hope you have learned something important about what is being a spiritual person.
我亦都希望大家学到一啲关于做一个属灵人嘅重要嘅功课。
Above all, I hope you have learned something important.About your heavenly father.
而更重要的就是我希望大家学到一些关于你的天父的事。
Let us conclude in a prayer.
我们一起结束祈祷。